Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Okay, so the House Judiciary Committee voting on impeachment, obstruction of Congress, and abuse of power. Everybody knows this is a political play. I'm not going to go through it again. Democrats want to put forth this profile in front of the nation, then they're going to have to take what comes. And what's coming, I believe, is a repudiation of the Democratic Party. I could be wrong, but I think, as I wrote in my message of the day, and I hope you read it, that fair-minded Americans who are not political, you know, they're people who don't really pay attention that much, but they're getting a whiff of this. Next November, I don't think they're going to want a political party that puts the party and liberal ideology above the good of the nation. But I could be wrong, but that's what's happening. So next week, the full House will probably vote on impeachment. You know, there are some defections. Some House Democrats aren't going to vote for impeachment. But I think Pelosi knows she has the votes because she's threatening people with withholding campaign funds and even primarying them if they don't toe the impeachment line. But next week the vote will come and then everybody will go break for Christmas and then the Senate will come back in January and dispose of it. How Mitch McConnell does that? The reports today are that they will hold a trial in the Senate and they will vote to acquit the president and then move ahead. So that's where we are. But in that trial, there will be major embarrassments for the Democratic Party. There's no doubt about that. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
USA Today, going out of business, their editorial board impeached the president. They hate Trump. They have always hated Trump. It's one of the reasons that a lot of these media properties are going out of business. If you alienate 63 million Americans, that's not good for business. All right? Particularly if you're a newspaper and you're distributed everywhere. And, you know, people know that USA Today has become a far left organ, mouthpiece. So doesn't matter. They're out of business and see ya. What else is going on? If you want the micro of impeachment, you got CNN, MSNBC. It's all they do. You can go over there and watch that. Now, Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "It's great to have a wonderful subject, President Trump. Fake news like CNN and MSNBC are dying. If they treated me fairly, they would do well, have zero credibility." All right. At this point, everybody knows. There isn't anybody who doesn't know what's happening here. And Donald Trump, basically, if you read the United States of Trump, and I hope you will, hope you pick it up for Christmas or Hanukkah, he doesn't trust anybody. Maybe Melania and his three older children, maybe. But this is all reinforcing his paranoia that he's never going to be treated fairly. And that's what he believes, that he's got to get them before they get him. And if you look at what's happening at Donald Trump, I went over this with Bernie and Sid on WABC Radio this morning. We have it posted. You might want to hear it. But I'll give you the details. This whole thing is a contrived effort by very powerful people to hurt Donald Trump. And he knows that. It's not they disagree with his politics or they don't want him to be president.
That's a given. They don't want him to be president. But it's more than that. They want him to suffer. They want to inflict pain on him. Now, in your life, I hope you've never had anybody trying to do that to you, but you probably have. And the level of anger and frustration, and sometimes it does lead to violence. That's what Donald Trump's feeling. And that's why he made the mistake on the Ukraine phone call. I went over this with Hannity. Hannity doesn't think he made a mistake, but I do. I don't think that as a sitting president, you can mention a name like Joe Biden on a telephone call with a foreign leader without understanding and pay a price for that. No matter what the context is, there's any negativity. It could have been Barack Obama, Joe Biden. It could have been Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. If you assign a negative to a political rival and you're the president speaking to a foreign head, that's going to be a story. And so, in hindsight, that's what drove the whole impeachment. But he did it because he's so frustrated. Donald Trump's so angry and frustrated. And he does believe in his heart that Ukraine was a corrupt country when he was dealing with the new president. And he wasn't going to reward that by giving them all kinds of money. He wanted assurances that the corruption would be investigated. And Joe Biden's part of that corruption. No doubt he is. He even said his own words. How many times have you heard that soundbite? So Donald Trump's frustration about Russian collusion, people trying to hurt him and his family, led to that phone call and led to him being, and he didn't do anything impeachable or illegal or anything like that. It just, the way he phrased it with Biden gave his enemies a big sledgehammer. That's all. It didn't impact the country negatively. It's not illegal to do that. Nothing like that. So the whole thing from the time that he won the election, and we see this, you know, in the tweets and this and that, the whistleblower's lawyer, we're in the resistance, we'll get him, we'll impeach, FBI agents, you went over this yesterday. I hope you saw yesterday's analysis of the Horowitz hearing. If you didn't, we have it posted. You need to look at that, because I just cut through it. The FBI did this on purpose. Comey and McCabe wanted to remove Donald Trump. They, the head of the FBI and the assistant director, wanted to remove Donald Trump. And that was very well known to the upper echelons of the Bureau and the people who were writing up the FISA warrants. Very well known that their bosses wanted Trump out. That's what it was. Horowitz hinted at it. And I said yesterday, if Horowitz was a real patriot, he would have said it. In my opinion, based on all of my years in the Justice Department, this is why it happened. Rather than going, well, we never got a satisfactory answer. No. That's not what I do. I don't do that. Because I'm looking out for the country. And Horowitz looking out for Horowitz. Nobody called him on it, but I did. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. All right, final thought. My new book, Killing Crazy Horse, will be out in May 16th to be exact. And this is the 9th killing book. We have one more under this contract, so it'll make 10, obviously. I can't tell you the name of the next one because somebody would steal it. But Killing Crazy Horse are already done. It's already written. We're editing now, put it in type. And it's an important book. They're all important. But if you really want to understand, and I mean understand, how the United States got to be the way it is, particularly if you live in the West or the South, and how the Indian Wars, which stemmed from the early 1800s to the late, we start with Andrew Jackson and the Creeks in Alabama, and we go all the way to Chief Joseph in Idaho. All right, and we cover all what happened. And we don't, obviously, you know this. It's there. It's there. Nobody knows it's what happened. And some of it is very unsettling on both sides. On both sides. And your head's going to snap back. And every president, You know, I'll just give you one tidbit. The president most favorable to the Indians, U.S. Grant. But even he betrayed them. And then we have every Western character in there because they were all intersecting with this tremendous migration west by the Americans, the new Americans, who then came from Boston and New York and Philadelphia and Charleston, South Carolina, all the way to California. And then along the way, you had the gold, you had the Sooners in Oklahoma, we got all of it. So I think the books have been successful, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. 17 million copies in print. And this, I think, is going to be a huge bestseller because Americans want to know the truth about their country. That's what I do every day. But I'm glad I can do it in the history form. Now, if you extend your membership, buy a new membership, upgrade a concierge, whatever it may be, you can get Crazy Horse free and you'll get it first. You get on the list. And as I said, it'll be out May 16th. So that is a final thought. I want you all to have a great weekend.